Red Bull Basement means to me opportunity.
This episode of the Women in Tech Podcast is a Red Bull Basement special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program over the next few weeks.
The top thing I got out of Red Bull Basement is getting to know lots of new people.
I gain a lot of experience through these workshops that Red Bull gives us, and also makes a lot of friends around the world, and it's just amazing.
One word that I would use to describe Red Bull Basement is exciting.
Red Bull Basement means to me an amazing opportunity and amazing experience.
To connect and collaborate with extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So excited to be here with our next guest from Brazil, a part of Red Bull Basement. So excited to discuss your project. Welcome, Ayuana. How do you say it?
Well, it's like Awana, but people always make jokes like Iwana, you know.
Awana. And what does it mean? What does your name mean?
It's a Brazilian Indian name, and it means like a bracelet that they put on their arms to make, I think it's to honor a goddess of the forests.
A goddess of a forest. Is that what you said?
Yes.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Well, with that, go ahead, introduce yourself to everyone and tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so my name is Awana. I'm in the Aula Zero project. I do a little bit of everything there. I'm CMO. I'm on the legal stuff. And I'm also on client relation. So in a startup, we do everything. Our project is an educational platform. It's a gamified educational platform supported by artificial intelligence to provide personalized guided learning.
And how did you discover Red Bull Basement?
So there was a girl, she's a SBM in Red Bull, and she was spreading the word about Red Bull Basement in her university. And my brother saw that and he was like, hey, this looks like your project. And he sent it to me and I read it. And since we were starting to think about the idea and we were developing the idea, the timing was perfect for us because we already had discussed the idea and we were trying to find a way to get it out of the paper. And that's when the Red Bull Basement showed up.
And what have you been learning at Red Bull Basement?
Oh, so many things. It's been a journey. It's so intense. I don't think people outside of the Red Bull Basement realize what it is to work with technology and be able to produce an MVP, a landing page, all your business plans, all your canvas in 30 days. It's like a marathon. And we have been learning a lot with our mentors, with the staff. We had a lot of support from the Red Bull team. But I think the most valuable lesson is confidence.
100% confidence, completely. Is that, what would you say on that note, what is the best advice you've gotten at any point in your life that has helped further you along in your journey?
Well, that I always can do more. Like when you are in a mentor session in the Red Bull Basement with such important professionals and you're having a conversation straight, like you're equal, wow, that's when you realize you always can do more. You can always be in the next level.
And what's one huge obstacle you've successfully overcome? And how did you overcome it in your career?
I had so many. I think during my career, I have done so many things. I have been working since I was 16 years old, and I have done everything you can imagine. And to work with technology and in a startup, it's when everything I'd done, all the so many different things I'd done, it all came up together. But my biggest challenge in my entire career, I can mention two. The first one, when I lived in China, and I got there to study and to learn Chinese as a student, that was really hard. And the second one, when I lived in Africa, in Angola, that was another one.
And tell us, what did you experience there and how were you able to overcome it?
Well, first of all, I didn't know what was wrong with me in China that I couldn't learn Chinese. I dropped everything I was doing. I dropped out of college to go to China and to learn Chinese. And I couldn't learn Chinese. So that's when I started to search about education, because I thought something was wrong with me. But I realized that there was nothing wrong with me. It was just the way that I was learning that did not fit me. So all these questions I had on the back of my head is how my project, it got developed along with my partner. And how did I overcome that? Sometimes I put too much pressure on myself, so I just relaxed it and I started to enjoy China. I went out of my classroom to interact with people. And that's actually when I really learned a bit of Chinese, talking with people, simple people in everyday life, trying to buy things on the street.
What guidance would you give someone looking to start out and following your footsteps and achieve the way you're achieving now? What would you tell them?
Well, if it's a startup or a technology solution, I think my advice would like there's a book, and it's like the Bible for startups. It's the, I really don't know the name in English. I really forgot right now because I'm so tired.
Oh, I feel you. So you and I are on the same page. When I have a moment, you're like, I understand that.
Yes. It's a Steve Blank book. I won't remember the title now, but it's the most important book for a startup. It's the Startup Manual. Oh, that's the name, actually.
Startup Manual?
Yes, the Startup Manual. Anyway, it says go to the street. So that's my advice to people. Go to the street, talk with your clients, get to know people. They have all the answers you're looking for. Only by talking with people, you're going to be able to identify their problems and to think about new solutions and even to find a way to a meaningful idea, to a meaningful project.
Okay, one question I love to ask is, what is a mobile app or a piece of technology, a mobile app or website or hardware or something that you can't live without that you go to all the time?
To be honest, although I work with technology, I'm not a very modern person. I use cell phone, my notebook, but I think that the gadget I use the most is my cell phone. But even my cell phone, when I have a day off, I don't bring it with me.
I love that.
Yeah, when I'm in nature or when I go to do something that is related to nature, I don't bring my phone.
Want to hear something crazy? In 2013, I backpacked for 4 months interviewing the largest tech companies in Europe without a computer or phone.
Wow, that's great.
I had a recorder and a notepad.
Because the greatest experiences in life, they are offline.
It's true. It's true. How do you feel about Gather Tech? And I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were about to say something. What was the other thing you were going to say?
No, I was trying to say that I got a Kindle and I started to use it, but I really don't like. I bring my books everywhere and I only read in books. I like the pencil. I like the to mark the page. I think I'm just a note lady.
No, I prefer books too. I think it's that tactile. No, I like the experience of a book, like the relationship with a book. So I'm with you. What do you feel about Red Bull's basement world for someone who has a really healthy balance between experiencing offline living and being in technology? How has the Red Bull basement experience virtually been for you?
It was amazing. Working with technology and putting a platform together, I know how hard it is to put an event online with so many different time zones and so many different people together. It was an amazing job. And I was ready for something so serious. I was so tense. And when I got into the platform and I saw, oh, it's a game. I'm going to play. I'm going to enjoy. So I relaxed it. And I think the solution was great. Even the little details they have, like the information, the movies, the publicity. And what I like the most is when you get together with people, it opens your camera and your mic and makes you interact. And I even got my avatar, which is an old lady with my cane.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Yeah, I really appreciated having a podcast studio inside Red Bull Basement's world. It's just crazy to me. It's really, really exciting. How can people connect with you? Speaking about being disconnected.
Well, you can go to my social media, Auana, A-U-A, Maroni, M-A-R-O-N-I. This is my Instagram, Auana Maroni. I'm also on LinkedIn. So that's how people can find me.
And what is your vision for your company? Where would you like to take it? And what can we do as a community to support you in getting there?
Yes. So first of all, to support us, just follow us on social media. Go to our landing page, aulazero.com.br, which is the single for Brazil. So to follow us on the social media and about what we have planned, we have so many things planned for the next years. We have so many plans, so many things to put in our platform. Although it's only an idea, we have been thinking about this for a long time. So it's a mature idea. We have really put an effort to close all the gaps in this idea and in this project. So I think it's a mature project in many levels. It reflects the group, because we are a group that we have been friends for over 5 years now. So we have a level of intimacy working together, and it reflects in the product.
Is there anything else that you wanted to say that you haven't said yet?
I want to thank you so much for this time. I want to thank Red Bull Basement for this opportunity. I think that people don't have a company. They don't know what it is for a company to support young projects and to support new projects. So I have to thank a lot for this company to put such an effort to develop technology and to support us.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. To connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight there. Womenintechvip.com takes you straight there. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye. Hi, guys. My name is Auana Maroni. I'm the co-founder of Aula Zero, a gamified educational platform. We are based in Brazil, and you are listening to Women in Tech.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Corey Jennings,
production and voiceover by Adam Carroll,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.